Hi everyone, Dr. Clark here. Gardasil damage is the new autism. There are literally hundreds of thousands of young girls and women in this country right now that have been neurologically and hormonally and irrevocably damaged by the Gardasil vaccine. Now, you probably haven't heard of any of these women, but I've posted on this issue before, and the scientific literature is now starting to fill up with case reports and studies and articles irrefutably showing that there is a connection between this vaccine, and it's an ugly vaccine, and probably permanent neurological damage. Now, what kind of damage are we talking about? Well, if you simply Google HPV vaccine side effects or vaccine damage, you're going to find literally the walking dead. Some girls who went from smiling and happy one day to within a week or a couple of days to being in a wheelchair, to looking like they've had a stroke, to having their... It's almost like a nuclear bomb has gone off inside their body. This vaccine is a really nasty vaccine. And the reason HPV vaccine damage is the new autism, because what's happening to this generation of girls is what happened, and it still happened, but what happened to a whole generation of children that got dosed with mercury in the MMR vaccine. Now, as a side note, you know, mercury is not the only thing that deals with autism, that causes autism. Believe me, I've spent 10 years working with these kids, and it's not it. But it's the damage from the vaccine, the immunological assault from this vaccine that is, it's catastrophic. What usually happens to these women and young girls is they have autoimmune diseases now. And what that means is that their immune system has been tricked. It's been pushed into a state where it's now attacking their own tissue. Now, what tissues can it attack? Well, it can attack the GI system. It can attack the brain. It can attack their heart. It can attack their muscle. It can attack anything it wants. Because remember, normally, your immune system, you know, it's kind of naive when it comes to your own tissue. It's never really seen that before, and it knows, if you will, that it's not supposed to mobilize and try to kill your own tissues. Now, with a vaccine damage, especially this vaccine, what happens is the immune system gets tricked into thinking that the covering around the nerves in the brain, called myelin, that needs to be killed. And so what happens, you get a child or a young woman who looks like they're having some sort of acute stroke or maybe even an MS, a multiple sclerosis type syndrome, and really what they have is they have post-vaccine damage. Now, this really wasn't meant to be a political sort of a piece to give to you today, but if you're thinking at all on the radar about giving your child an HPV vaccine, I tell you at the bottom of my heart, after seeing some of these women and young girls, don't do it. The AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, lists that HPV vaccine on their standard schedule of the vaccines those children are supposed to get. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to do it. I have a young girl, and there's no way. After seeing what I've seen, and actually I wasn't going to give it to her anyway, but seeing what I've seen now, there's no way I would give it to her. Now, I understand that, you know, HPV, human papillomavirus, which is a virus that is associated with some types of cervical cancer, I understand why women would want this vaccine to be okay, but listen to me, okay? It's not. Most of these women, I'm not sure if we're ever going to be able to get them back to 100%, but there are things that we can do. I mean, there are things that we can do to analyze and dissect their immune system and try to bring it back into some sort of balance, back into some sort of regularity, but it's going to take time. I mean, not only do these women and young girls have stroke-like damage, MS-like damage, they have now a brain that is functionally weak, a brain that is not working correctly. So some of them have attention problems, they've lost certain functions, some of them can't talk very well. And so they need not only like metabolic, right, biochemistry types of rehabilitation and help, they need neurological retraining. And we're going to be able to provide that for them. But the takeaway message is this. I'm not going to make a blanket statement that no child or no person should ever get any vaccine, because that's really not the point I'm trying to make. The point I want to make is that this vaccine is doing to these women what the combo MMR vaccine did to hundreds of thousands of children in the last 10 to 15 years. It's causing catastrophic neurological, metabolic, endocrinological damage. And I implore you, don't get this vaccine for your child. And if you've got a child with HPV or Gardasil damage, there is help available.